Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening.
Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Welcome to the show. I am so excited to be here with you. I was actually just at an event, and I am very pumped up with excitement, inspiration about bringing this message of love to the world, and I am so happy and grateful that you are here joining me. I am feeling grateful that this is the 37th live episode of Love's Curriculum. And I so appreciate all of you who are joining here for the first time, or who have been here since the beginning, or have found us and Love's Curriculum along the way. If you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my book by the same name, so Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, which you can find on Amazon, where it became an international bestseller. And more than, well, the book started it all, and it's grown into my heart's purpose and mission, my soul's mission, to bring not only the messages in the book forward to the world, to you, but to connect you with your divine guidance, with the High Council, with your own soul's purpose, and to work together to create love in the world, to ignite love in the world. Now, this was not something I had always known I would be doing. Some of you may or may not know that I started my career as a lawyer back in 1996, and I had a very interesting first day of work, because as I finished my orientation and had my beautiful office and was all excited and had a secretary, I was walking into the women's washroom, and as I opened that door and stepped in, it hit me. It hit me, these words in my mind that said, remember, there was something else. I had this just knowing, and I could see that there was this other path I had been meant to take. I could feel it in my heart and in my solar plexus and my gut. It was resonating in my body. It's what I call my wake-up call from my soul. And on that day, I began to listen to it. So I didn't quit my job right there and then. But I began to listen to that small voice, that soul path. And it led me to Hay House and Deepak Chopra and a book by Caroline Meese and Anatomy of the Spirit. Maybe some of you know that book. And I began to take classes on intuition and angel communication. And I got in touch again with my heart and my soul and my angels and my guides. And from there, I began to listen and follow that in making my decisions and creating my life. And it led me to leave law in 1999. It led me to heal and leave a very unhealthy marriage, to seek counseling, to grow and learn from that. And it led me into being a mom, which is something I had always wanted to be. And I continued on this very high-paced spiritual and personal growth journey. I retrained in transpersonal counseling psychology as wanting to work in this field and help others find their soul's purpose, awaken, heal, get on the right path. And that's when about 5 years ago now, I had another wake up and heard my own guides and my own soul calling me to this assignment and an actual vision of the book, Love's Curriculum. and I began to work with the High Council. And today we are going to explore this idea of a soul calling, a calling that I think many of you listening can relate to. It may have a different flavor for each of you, but the basics of it is we're here to bring light. We are here to bring light at this time in the world, in whatever shape or form that is for you. So we're going to look at that calling to bring the light. We'll look at the importance of answering it now and believing in yourself and how to stay inspired. As I know, it's not always easy. I'll read from Love's Curriculum. And towards the end of the show, I'll bring through the High Council for you with a guided experience. So let's begin this journey here together with a surrender to the divine. I like to do this prayer, this intention setting. So I ask now that Spirit guide my heart and my words and this time together. Let your divine guides and your connection to God, to Source, to all that is, be present and guide you to your highest good. That everything about our time together, guide each and every one of you to your highest good and the highest good for all. And so it is. So we have this calling that is placed in our heart and our soul, a reason we are here. Maybe you know a lot about this calling. Maybe you're just starting out, or just curious what yours might be. And I would like to start with saying there's no definitive time, really, or answer, but this calling is always growing within you, shifting, evolving as you grow and evolve. But how many of you also might relate with putting a cap on that light, or the old saying of putting a bushel on your light? How many of you have felt that your dreams were smashed, were you had to give up on them? Or maybe that your dreams were just too much, too far out there? Or how many of you have felt that no one understands this calling? Or it felt scary? And that is part of the journey. We will feel confused, alone, different then. We may feel that we don't belong, either now or at some point on this journey. I imagine you have felt that. It's normal to feel that the masses around us just don't get it. But that is the point, because you are here as a carrier of your own message and mission, a carrier of your own light. And when we're come here to bring that light, it's going to feel like we're surrounded by a lot of darkness or those who don't understand. And so to know that we all feel that on our journey, and we're going to get into here in a few moments, tools or some tips on how to, in a way, survive that, but not only survive maybe feeling like you're a bit alone being this carrier of light, but to thrive there. So I have a story I want to share a little bit that represents how we might feel at times disconnected from Source, from our light, and a bit lost or in the darkness, or feeling like it's just too much to bring that light. We're too much on our own. So as I explained, over the last 20 years, have been on a very intensive spiritual and personal growth journey and studied transpersonal counseling psychology. And during that 3-year training, it also included us as the students doing our own personal work, which is amazing. And any program you join, that it also know that you are healing yourself as well as you learn to help others, and that's a continued journey. And so every time we had many retreats of our own that we would go to. And every time I found that I would go to a spiritual retreat and tune in and be with like-minded others and connect with love and the divine and my soul. I would feel so good, but then I would go home. I would go back to the regular world. How many of you can relate with that? You go on a meditation retreat or a yoga retreat and you feel so good. And then you get home and it feels like such a contrast. Those around you aren't reflecting the light or saying ohms with you. They aren't speaking the language that you became accustomed to. Maybe you're not hugging everybody around you like you did at the event, sharing the joy and being in the moment. Whether it's you feel that out in the community or in your immediate family, in your workplace. But this was common for me in that time of my journey. It was about 6 years ago. It was before I remembered my assignment to be a scribe for the High Council. And so I remember sitting at this particular retreat. So we had been there for 2 weeks and I was feels like heaven on earth to me. Everyone was open and their hearts were open and we'd done healing work and I could shine brightly and it was reflected back in the eyes of others. And I remember we were sitting on the grass at this beautiful retreat center with the big cypress trees in British Columbia, Canada. And we were meeting with our teacher, our assistant, and we were specifically looking at what was going to happen when we went home. What were we going home to? Any hard decisions, busyness? For me, it was going home to being a mom and balancing all of that as well. I was so excited to see my children and pets and my husband, and yet I knew there would be laundry to do and cooking, and I already was anticipating the crash, the contraction that I always felt when I went home from retreats. So I was feeling sad already about that. And my teacher said, well, what if you began to see and make eye contact with people around you on a more consistent basis, whether they were knowing I was going to do that or available, what if I took that step to look in the eyes of the clerk at the grocery store, the stranger standing next to me, for sure to look and hold the gaze of my children and my husband? And I thought, yeah. But at the time, I felt a little scared to take that step. I would feel nervous around others. And even though I wanted to share that connection with them, I was afraid. And so I took her advice and I went back and I tried it out. And little bit by little bit, I got a little braver. It brought up stuff for me. I could see what was blocking me. And a lot of it had to do with just not feeling safe here with all this light. And perhaps you can relate to that too. That the heavy world around you may not feel safe or like you belong. But as I owned my gifts more and remembered that I was here to be a connection to the spiritual realm, as I continued to remove barriers and these blocks in my own heart, and I continued to work on that and step into my purpose and get clarity, all the things that I love to work with others and support them and doing now in my mentoring programs, I began to not feel so separate. I felt less scared around other people. For how many of you would that be a huge, huge, huge bonus? To really feel okay being here in your own skin, in your own light, being here and shining it out. And now looking back, so that was probably 6 years ago, looking now, I feel so amazing. I do feel that I can shine my light in all situations. It's not that I don't still feel a little afraid or notice I'm pulling back here or there, but I know at least I can say in my family, the grocery store, I can connect with the clerk. I can really just be present with those around me and share conversation and light. like leave that with you is for those who may want to venture into that. And I know there are some of others of you who are probably masters at that, at connecting with those around you, with presence. I'm going to share three more tips and tools as well on how to connect with your light, how to feel it's okay to share it, how to feel more inspired, how to believe that your light really is important, how to stay as motivated isn't quite the right word, but hopeful, inspired, believing in you, in God, in your light, and in your importance. So the first is to connect with your divine guides and guidance regularly on your own. To set up a daily practice for this. This is also one of the modules I share in my programs and with my mentoring clients, this strengthening our intuition and using it regularly and connecting with those beautiful guides who are here with us and want to help us. This could look like journaling to your guides daily, meditation for sure, setting intentions from your heart, surrender, prayers of surrender. And the second tip and tool is to join with others of like mind. This is so important. So to go to those retreats, those conferences, like I just got back from, with groups and meetup groups in your area, with friends who speak this language, who are also aware of this soul gift in you that you're here to share and can support each other, to be around those who speak your language. It's so, so important. Another thing that helps me if I'm feeling down that day or not really believing in my purpose and my value or not feeling connected to divine love or not feeling inspired is to read inspiring books. If you're like me, I suppose many of you have a really good bookshelf full of self-help and spiritual books. So to remember to pick one up, reach out. They're there to help you. All those teachers are here to help us. And they've been through it. They show it's possible. So, so important. Or maybe it's inspiring music that speaks to your heart and uplifts you and reminds you. And one of those books could be Love's Curriculum. And so I want to just explore. Some of you may not know much about Love's Curriculum. I'm going to read from it here in a minute. But Love's Curriculum is a book whose purpose is to help you know that you're important, to remember you're being guided and that you're loved. And it does so through words that speak to your heart and your soul and help expand your energy. And some of you may be asking, well, what exactly even is a light worker? If we're called to bring lights, you may have come across this word light worker, or in Love's Curriculum, they speak to the light workers. And I think that word has gotten kind of become I don't know if the right word is buzzword out there lately. What does it really mean? Well, I'll start with what it means to me and what I see it mean to the High Council and Love's Curriculum. It really means that you have a soul's calling to bring light. You may not even use that word to bring light, but you want to make a difference. You want the world to work better for people. You want there to be respect, kindness, caring. You want to fix something in the world. You want to bring light to the darkness. So to me, that's a light worker. For some, it may feel like a very specific knowing, like it has come to be for me, but I didn't always know this. But in the last, when I had that wake-up call that I was here on the soul assignment, for some of you, you may relate to this, that you know your soul came from higher light realm. You've been in touch with that soul essence. And you know you came here. You chose to come here again. If you're like me, I used to think, what was I thinking? But again, as I've done this work and gotten more comfortable shining my light here, I don't feel that longing anymore to leave here and be home. I can bring that here, and I want that for you. And then who is this high council that we've talked about a little and that I wrote the book Love's Curriculum with, or they wrote through me? The short answer, as you heard in the intro, is it includes Jesus and the archangels and other light teachers and spiritual guides who have all gathered to help us, who are here to wake us up to this calling, to say you can do it. We're here with you to help you discover more about what your soul essence is, where you've come from, what your purpose is here. And I'm going to read from the foreword to the book, which is in the voice of Jesus on behalf of the High Council. Let them introduce themselves here to you. We are the voice of the High Council. High, meaning close to God. The High Council includes me, Jesus, and the archangels and other ministers of God. We work with many who are on our team on assignment with us for the Holy Spirit as we enlighten the world to love. We are in connection with the masters and all their true teachings. As well, we work and join with the high counselors of other worlds. We are the leaders of the light workers everywhere. We are the leaders of the angels, the spiritual guides, and the masters still in form. We are one, and we are you. One day, we join with you in the heart and home of God, all as one. For now, we appear a bit outside you, a bit removed, a bit more in form, so that we may guide and lead you and teach you and manage this team, this army of light workers for God. We are all part of this beautiful team, this army of love, but not an army in a cruel, harsh sense. Army as in a mass of energy and power for love and light, shining light across the worlds, planets, dimensions, and realms. And you too are asked to join and be a servant for light and love, a servant for God. Light workers and teachers that lead by example from their hearts, connecting their hearts across the globe and the grid, doing their part to awaken the whole, heeding the call of the Holy Spirit. And some may heed the call in a different form and voice, as we have said, but all are love and light. And each may have a specific frequency or flavor to the call and whom they work with, as we lay out in the chapters ahead. Each will have a specific calling and those to work with among the light workers not in form, as well as those in form. Some for the galactic team, some for the earthly team, and some assigned to the darkest depths, the lower world, where light is less present as of yet, seemingly less present, as eyes are still more tightly shut. To them, God sends his strongest angels to hold the place for light, to hold the place marker, the torch that marks the place for love and marks the way to light and peace. The messages in Love's curriculum are meant to flood you with love and light and understanding and remembering. Read them with a surrendered, open mind, with lightness and grace. Whatever they are meant to do for you, it will happen. And it is all good. It is all love. Let us be with you here through the messages in Love's curriculum. We go with you as you read and explore our words, our wisdom offered here to you, our dear ones, our friends and fellow souls, united on this journey of awakening to love, of bringing heaven to earth. Unite with us in love. And so it is. It is done. There, you get a taste of what Love's curriculum is calling you to and who you are joined with, the oneness that we truly create together. It's this team for love, this army for love. And so I leave those tools with you to inspire you and to connect with others in this team for love. And when we get back, we're going to have a little short break here. And when we get back, I'm going to read from Love's Curriculum, Chapter 16, and it's titled Galactic Oneness, A Call to Lightworkers. So join me back here in just a couple minutes.
This is Jenny. I'm so glad that you are here listening to the show. I want to share with you a unique opportunity that is available, a chance to work on a regular basis with the High Council and me. From personal experience, I know it can feel challenging to take the action that is needed to step into your soul's purpose and to share your message, your mission, your gifts when you're trying to do it all on your own. The fears and doubts, the limiting beliefs and confusion can hold you back. Feeling alone or doubting your intuitive guidance can keep you stuck. So here's the opportunity. If you are enjoying the guided experiences here on the Love's Curriculum radio show with the High Council, you may be excited to hear about this. Inspired by the High Council and their direction that they wish to continue to work with us beyond the book Love's Curriculum, I put together the Monthly Circle. It's an online monthly membership program that includes a 75-minute online session each month in which I bring through the High Council to work with the group. It also includes some bonus meditations, a private Facebook group where we stay in touch, and extra weekly guided experiences with the High Council. Sound interesting? We would love to have you join us. You may check it out and join us at bit.ly/Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle Info. Again, that's bit.ly/Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle Info.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose, which ultimately is to join together to ignite love in the world and to put love into action in this world, to make a difference. And today we are exploring just that, the soul's calling to bring light. And I'm going to read from chapter 16 in Love's Curriculum, and it's titled Galactic Oneness, A Call to Lightworkers. And this chapter is in the voice of a spiritual teacher who calls himself Mondor, and he's speaking on behalf of the High Council and with Jesus. And I would describe Mondor as a high light being who may have had lifetimes as a teacher on our planet, and yet now describes himself as one we might think is from another planet. We could say an alien, if we wanted to use that word, someone from a different realm, and yet one who is associated and totally also blends with the energy of the angels and Jesus. So this is a high-level teacher, as I believe you will be able to feel in the words here from Mondor about this call. awake. Oh, and before I start, actually, I forgot. I invite you to close your eyes and just, if you're able, or just sit. Let's all take a big deep breath. Feel your feet on the floor. Big breath in, placing your hand on your heart. And just breathing into your heart and out. As you heard in the foreword by Jesus, that these words are meant to flow into you and awaken what needs to be awakened at the soul level, the heart level. And so just breathe, let them just come in through the vibration, the sound, letting them land within you, not needing to explain them to yourself or figure it out. Awesome. All right, let's begin. Awake, my child. Awake to the light that lives within you and all things here on this earthly plane and beyond, to the stars and other galaxies. You are united with a greater whole. Remember this as well, and join with your brothers and sisters of all creeds, races, and planets, and with all animals and beings and plants and rocks and stars. It is all one being and all you. There are many of you lightworkers who have come here to the world of form to help, like fallen stars, so to speak. There are so many of you on the planet right now. You remember home when you are together in joy and light and laughter, and your connection emanates and spreads across the world, working with the angels to blanket all in pure love and angelic light, so that all may remember their true calling as a child of God and be welcomed home again in their Father's arms of joy. Wake up! Wake up! Hear the song of praise for God that is always in your heart and the mind and soul of God, of oneness. Albeit this is a strange and wild concept to some, but to you it calls deep within, and it is important that you remember. Remember. There's no need to convince others. Only join your rightful place and grateful, humble place amongst the lightworkers, who indeed are just a part of the whole that is waking up. Remember those who are still sound asleep reside in you, your one mind, the one mind as well. And it is up to you to begin the great awaken. Join us in love and light. Join and remember in the name of Jesus, the Christ mind, the highest level of mind to which all are a part. Become the Christ mind here on earth. Rejoice, for it is done. You may call it the joining of Jesus' army, God's army of love. And yet that is only a catchphrase, for it does seem like a rallying call that we are making. Indeed, we are rallying the troops, shouting to all to wake up and join your place among the ranks of God's teachers, God's light workers, the angels, helpers of love and light, the connectors with the galactic realm, bringing awareness of the many realms that are part of the one. Great are your tasks, and your heart measures equally to the task with courage, faith, persistence, and love. Great love, the love of God and light and life and all. this love guides you like a homing beacon, like a tractor beam, a force beyond gravity, pulling you into the mothership that lives within your heart, the center and home of God and love that resides within you and also is a part of the heart of Jesus and the heart of the golden center of the love of God, of oneness, of Om, of pure light and love that extends beyond to the infinite world of possibilities and the center point of the void. The center point of the void is a nothingness and a fullness all at once, a pulsing in and out. It is the great void of the universe. It contains nothing and everything all at once, that upon entering is not a void at all, but the very present seeming world of form here and now, all contained within the mind and loving embrace of God, all contained within the experience of the gentle, compassionate, unconditional love of God for his son and the experience of Jesus as your brother and God and one with you at home in God's love and light and eternal embrace. And then I'll skip on ahead here just a little ways. We will help you remember. The Holy Spirit has put the memory within your mind. Access it. Access it now. Your willingness is already installed in your mind. It is guaranteed. Notice the light that can never be forgotten or turned out. It is an internal flame there you're noticing. Ask for our help. We can help guide you on your journey to remembering and then being the light. Let us help you. Ask and you shall receive. And already there is but one choice. And you have made it already. It cannot be undone. Only forgotten. Except now that you have chosen God, for never could you have chosen otherwise. Never could you have been outside of what God is, pure love. God and his Son are one. Let your mind be filled with the light of your true home. Come home, my sons and daughters. Come home to me in your heart. Come home to God in your heart. Come home with me in our perfect salvation. Come home to oneness. Come home to the everlasting life and love of God. Come home and join your rightful place with me next to God, at the right hand of God, where all God's children sit and bathe in the love of their Creator, in the name of love, creating and being created, as like their Creator, Father, God. Be with me now. Welcome home, my beloved child. Welcome home. You have not strayed too far or too long. Remember that you never could be the wayward child, for wayward does not exist. There is no place outside of God's love. Bring it now. This knowing and memory into your heart. Place your hand on your heart and remember you are home in my love, the love of God and of oneness. This love is your love and my love and the love of all that resides in each and every one of us. It is God's love and the truth of oneness. Come home to it now. Come home to it and remember that you are always home in the love of God while you seem to be walking this earth and other planets and realms. And remember that the veil is indeed lifted. Yeah, so take a big deep breath in. Just letting that vibration of sound, those words, the messages, just land and move within you and expand. I'll leave you there as we take a very short break and I get ready to bring through the messages of the High Council here live. So I'm going to tune in and surrender to them and let them speak with you and guide us here in an experience. So we'll just take a short break and then we'll be back.
Jenny here. I want to let you know that I've put together an amazing, unique one-day workshop called The Day to Connect with Love. And I'm excited to hit the road with this inspirational, heart-opening event. It's a day filled with guidance from the High Council and other experiences to connect you to love and your purpose. Maybe you'd like us to come to your area. If you are interested in hosting a Day to Connect with Love or other event in your area, contact me at support@lovescurriculum.com and we can explore. Together, let's ignite love in the world. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. We remember this calling, and we join together to step into it. So we have been looking at the soul calling and hearing from the High Council in Love's Curriculum, and right now I'm going to tune in and bring them through for us. So I invite you, as I prepare here, to prepare yourself as well. You're probably already feeling a little connected and open here already from the words in Love's Curriculum. But just I'm going to invite you to become aware of your feet on the ground, the weight of your bum in the chair, and place your hand on your heart. Just send roots out the soles of your feet. Imaginary roots, tree roots, light roots, whatever works for you. Whether you know or see or imagine them or just intend, you're sending these roots out into Mother Earth. Down. And just trust they find their way and anchor somewhere. This is so important that we anchor our expansion. In our connection, we are here to walk it in the world. So we need to connect to our physicalness as well. And so bringing up now, ask the energy come up, whatever soul or earth energy you're needing, let it come up through the soles of your feet, through the roots, up through your feet, up through your legs, into your belly, and coming up into your heart. And as you breathe in and out of your heart center, just letting that energy fill your body, fill your auric fields, which is just the energy being that you are extends out beyond your body waves. And then draw your attention to the top of your head, what we call the crown chakra, and ask that it be open. We have angels and cherubim and seraphim and love all around us, with us here. We're asking for the highest light and love. Just allow your connection to the higher power, to divine, to source, creator, God, goddess, whatever word works for you. And allow that connection of your higher self to come down to the top of your head like a white light, down through your forehead, into your face, into your throat, into your heart.
And it begins to now swirl so that what we can call heaven energy. Heaven meaning the oneness, remembering that we are connected and home with God and each other. That energy of higher consciousness. Let it fill and mix with the earth energies, the energies of the chemicals that make up the stars and your body. And then as you breathe into your heart and out, letting those energies fill your body and your auric field. Good. And from here, let each of you invite an angel close to be with you in this experience, or a teacher, a guide, guardian angels, archangel, or all of them. They're in the room with you, connecting with you, present with you. And now I ask that the High Council come through for you here, these very listeners who are tuning in, creating this energy of connection. The High Council, I ask that you draw near and come through me here. I ask that my angels and guides that work with me, my soul team, help me be a clear conduit for this time, this experience, these messages, your words. And I ask that it be in the highest good of each one listening, in the highest good of all beings, in the highest good of all, and in the name of love. And so it is. Dear ones, we are forever grateful and joyful that we have this opportunity to speak with you, to come through perhaps more loudly and clearly than you are used to or is normal for you. And yet we are here to show a vision as well of the world to come, this world that you are creating, each one of you, a light source creating this light, that your light is emanating out in the world and rippling out a difference. It is connecting like a grid across the globe. And as you begin to walk more in the light, as you begin to walk less veiled from us, less veiled from these beautiful beings in non-form, in non-physical form, who are here with you just as real, more real than the physical surroundings, remembering that your physical surroundings are but an illusion of time and space. And that although we come to you in that time and space, we come into a kind of form in this spiritual form to work with you, knowing that beyond even this spiritual form that we take and from which we can bridge with you and to which your soul remembers having come from, and you were joined with us here in the non-physical. That even beyond that form, we are joined as pure light, pure love consciousness, pure essence of that which God has made you, that which God is made of and from and create from. You are the stardust of creation. And beyond form, beyond dust, you are light. You are a child of God, a creation of God, at one with God, in pure consciousness. And we say those words, yet knowing your human mind may not understand, we will not understand that fully, and that is okay. We do the work that we can do now from this connection. And as that light increases and the veil becomes thin, the way in which we work together will expand. You will see us walking with you. You will feel and know we are there more and more, the communications with your own soul teams, your purpose, the work you are doing, working with those in physical form and those of us in spiritual form. And know that truly it is written, it is done, it is happening. And yet it requires each of you to show up now in your time with your peace, fully showing up, and yet fully showing up with gentleness and love for you, loving yourself through the work you do to love yourself and open your eyes and grow and expand is the very work that is bringing the light. And so it is not that you should be farther along than you are. That is merely a whispering or a yelling, a criticism of from the ego mind, the ego voice. There is no truly place you need to get to faster. There is no place you need to be better. And yet there is a falling away of the darkness and evolving, a letting go, a revealing of your light that is seeming to take place in time and space, and to which you are being called forward, or seemingly forward in that linear time and space in which you seem to be living and finding yourself. And do remember that your higher consciousness is beyond time and space, and we're still connected to that. And it is about bringing that down and in into your experience more and more, so that as you live your, what we could say, mundane human life, your not mundane in a negative sense, but just simpler physical life that is infused with your true essence. Your true essence and the true essence of all. You and your brothers and sisters are light. And we're here to be the light for each other and for all. And for now, we'll leave you there with our thank you and our grace. Know we are here. We are here. And so it is. Just taking a big, deep breath. If you're feeling very expanded, just feeling and wiggling your toes. And just trust whatever happened for you there. Maybe it was a brand new experience. So just be open or just notice what it was like. Notice any resistance or self-talk that would push this away. And just see if you can ask of your higher self, just help me get what I need to get. Be open to what I need to be open to. And if you're feeling quite expanded, just ask. And you know, you can, for all of you, you can keep expanding this. So some of you may wish to stay in this connected space for a while and connect with your own guidance. Ask any questions here in this connected and open space. Journal. If you're students of the Activate Your Soul's Purpose course, you could do some of your journaling exercises here. All right. And so I do want to, as we leave our time together here, thank you for being here. I just want to share there is much opportunity. Go to lovescurriculum.com. You can learn all about our community, this community that you are already a part of, maybe new for some of you. There are courses and, as you heard, a monthly membership program where we meet regularly every week. There is the free Facebook group. There are a host of meditations and videos on YouTube. And so here to join and support each other on a continued basis as we share our light in the world. And I am so glad you are here. Thank you for being here. And so it is. We'll see you next time.
tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.